You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome, beautiful souls. I'm Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here today and just basking in this amazing energy with us. Thank you for being here in the collective consciousness and bringing your incredible vibration to Wisdom of the Ancients, infusing the orb with your beautiful, beautiful light. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known but maybe lost or forgotten, maybe from the past, maybe, of course, from parallel lifetimes or even the future, all coming to this time-space reality right now. And the theme for this particular series is collapsing the illusion, stripping away the veils, revealing the truth that is you. And so right now, as we start this call today, we call in the ancient ones. We call in the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today, to open our hearts and ears to the messages so that we may truly, truly hear the messages that are going to resonate and make a difference and transform. So let me introduce our next guest to you. I'm very excited. Nora Herold has been channeling, lecturing, and doing healing work for over 20 years. In 1996, she established conscious contact with the Pleiadians, which triggered an awakening of her abilities and gave her access to her own records. She now channels a multitude of high vibrational beings, including the Pleiadian Collective, Yeshua, Kaliandra, and the Lyrians or Lemurians. In 2007, she began receiving information, sharing specific techniques and technologies to facilitate the integration of the fifth dimensional identity and the reascension process that has become the foundation of her work. The Pleiadians offer energetic transmissions and unconditional love, along with the information that they share that facilitates the deactivation of implants, transmutation of trauma, the activation of the sovereign self, and the ability to operate from joy. Nora offers private sessions, she teaches, lectures, is a Reiki master, has appeared on film, radio, TV, and is channeled for people all over the world. Nora lives in Ojai, California with her partner, Jonathan Wilk, and their beloved animal companions, who are here with us in spirit, and benefits from the many vortices, gateways, and portals in the beautiful Ojai Valley. Amazing. Welcome, Nora. Welcome to the show.
Woohoo! Hey, Ian. Hey, everybody. I'm super happy to be here with you all today, Ian. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this beautiful work. And to all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here, for bringing your light, your energy, your love, your presence. This is a collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. We can do any of this by ourselves. It's all being collectively created. Hey, Ian.
Hey, yes, yes. Yeah, I love your energy. Operate from joy. A Pleiadian perspective is the topic today. So Nora will be bringing in the Pleiadian Collective, and I've been told we don't know when they'll arrive. Of course, they're watching right now. They're here with us right now,
yes.
Already ready to hop in at the appropriate time. When is an inappropriate time, actually, for the Collective to hop in? But, you know, it's going to be a great show, and yeah, it's going to be high energy. Nora's going to be taking questions, so *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone and you'd like to have the opportunity to have Nora work with you on the phone. And so *2 to raise your hand. If you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box along with your name, and we'll get to as many as we can. So, you know, Nora, I did introduce you, and of course, that was more of the formal introduction, so to speak. But, you know, I'd love it if you would just introduce yourself with maybe a little bit of color, letting people know who you are. There's certainly people from your tribe who've joined us today, but there might be people who haven't met you, heard you before. So, you know, a little bit of background around really how you came to meet the Pleiadians, I think, is what most people are interested in.
Sure. Yeah. Yes, I was listening to you read my formal bio. I thought, wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah. I made it through.
You did. Good job, man. Oh, and I've got to warn you all. I'm at my home right now. We're expecting a package to be delivered. So potentially at some point, my beloved animal companions will absolutely be a part of this program. So you just may hear some big loud barking in the background. And, well, that'll just be them sending their love to all of you as they announce the arrival of my package, which, you know, is sort of a metaphor for my beginnings with the Pleiadians now that I think about it, right? I was sort of hit over the head, so to speak, by the energy, the connection, and first contact. My first awareness of connecting with the Pleiadians happened in late 1996. I was living in Chicago, you know, being a 29-year-old goofball, having trouble figuring my life out, had been on one path. Thought for sure that was my path and went through a series of adventures for a few years, like we all do in our mid to late 20s, and suddenly was left going, what the, where am I? Who am I? What the hell am I doing here on this planet? And set off looking to solve that question. You know, I think that's the big question, right? I get asked that all the time. Why am I here? So we'll talk about that, why we're all here, and then maybe we'll get more specific with some of you then on specific details about why you're all here, what it is that's exciting for you about being here on planet Earth. So I have been reading tarot cards for years and playing with crystals and kind of had, like, psychic feelings and intuitions about things, but I didn't have it, you know. There was this thing I knew I was looking for, and I didn't know what it was. And then I was hanging out with a friend one night, and she referenced a new friend she'd made, Wendy Kennedy, who I know you've had on the program, and so I've known Wendy for decades, and our mutual friend Amy said, you know, Wendy channels. And I said, oh, what is that, talking to dead people? Because that's, you know, what my 29-year-old goofball self thought that meant back in 1996 when channeling was relatively kind of unheard of. You know, that was a pretty niche thing back then. I mean, it's still niche today, but not nearly as niche as it was. And she said, well, Wendy channels her spirit guides and has started working with the Pleiadians. And when Amy said that, I said, oh, that's the thing. That's it. Right there. That's what I've been looking for. And I said, okay, let's try to establish contact. So within a matter of just a minute or two, Amy and I both had contact experiences that night. They were very brief. What I felt was the presence of a being. He felt male to me. He projected this yellow light. But what I felt more than that was this amazing experience of being loved, unconditionally loved, loved in a way Nora had never felt before in this body, right? Loved without any question, any boundaries, and that enabled me to feel that way about myself, right? To begin to access that kind of self-love, that unconditional acceptance in that moment with that contact with my guide, Mirando. And then that sensation ended, and very soon after, the Pleiadians made their presence known to me through a number of ways. First, other people in books, and eventually I just said, okay, clearly I'm experiencing direct contact as well, and began to allow them through my body, through my voice, began to access past life memories and healing abilities. And that was a crazy time. I was waitressing and trying to be a person and having all these really big metaphysical and extraordinary experiences and half in and out of my body most of the time. And then I got a lot more grounded and centered, and it became clear that serving others in this way is something that was exciting for me. So that's kind of my origin story of conscious contact with the Pleiadians. Now, the truth of it is, I've been in contact with the Pleiadians forever, right? I have existed as a Pleiadian being. I have Pleiadian genetics in my body. I had an experience when I was 3 or 4 years old where I went missing for a period of time during the day. A being who looked exactly like my mother, so I assumed it was my mother, told me to go ahead and walk on down the block, and they would catch up with me, right? And that's what I did, and I was missing for a while. I'm certain that there was Pleiadian contact that happened at that point in time, and something occurred that switched on some of my more psychic and intuitive abilities at a young age. So, yes, there's the conscious contact, right? That moment of, got it. My brain gets it. I understand it mentally, but there was contact all along.
Yeah, yeah. Well, interesting. You know, I think that, having done these shows for a while now, there's a lot of the people in the community who feel a connection with beings or families from many realms and many galaxies or star systems. But the Pleiadians seem to come up very, very often. And, you know, it just seems to me that there's a high percentage of people, certainly in this community, who feel a deep connection with the Pleiadians. So I'm really excited to have them come through in a bit. But let me ask you this, and maybe they'll come through now. I don't know. Let me ask you this. What is it with us humans or us souls in a human body that has the Pleiadians want to help us so?
Greetings, Ian. This is the Pleiadian Collective. It is wonderful to have the opportunity to connect with you in this way and to connect with all of you beautiful universal beings of love and light who are tuning in right now, who may be listening to this recording at some point in the future. We love you. We are with you. We are your family, right? Now, that can be said for many of the beings across the universe in the different realms, right? Earth itself was created initially to be a living library of information, a storehouse of all genetic lines from all across the universe. So one being from this part of the universe could simply come to planet Earth and access all data and information in a real-time way, in an experiential kind of way, as opposed to having to travel all over the universe to have that experience. Earth is very different from any other planet or star system. We were instrumental in helping to create the Living Library, which is one of the reasons why we're such a presence here. And then there were a particular group of Pleiadians who were instrumental in taking apart the original Living Library experiments, who were instrumental in manipulating things here on this planet. And part of the reason we're with you all now is to help switch that energy, so to speak, right? We don't want to say right or wrong because there is no right and there is no wrong in this universe, right? There just is experience. However, every experience has an equal and opposite experience. So we came, we created, Pleiadians came and demolished, and here we are again, facilitating your integration and reascension experience at this time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming through. And one of the things Nora was going to share with us was the Pleiadian perspective is really one of joy, which is something that so many of us in many times can feel lacking, and then at other times can feel so exuberant in the feeling of joy. Can you share with us the emotion and the vibration of joy and how we can really embody that in our lives?
Yes, absolutely, Ian. And when we speak about joy, right, and operating from joy, we're really talking about the frequency or the vibration of joy, not the emotional experience. And we're going to talk a bit about the difference between the two and your third dimensional and your fifth dimensional operating systems. So your third dimensional operating system and your manifestation process is fueled primarily by emotion. Your emotions are big, they are dense, they are heavy, and they are reflected then in your physical reality via the law of attraction, right? So what it is and how it is you are feeling emotionally, physically, and then how it is you're feeling about how it is you're feeling, right? All of that does much more in attracting to you in your realities, your physical reality, than your thought forms, right? This is why often people get frustrated when they use affirmation, right? You could sit at home and say to yourself again and again and again, I am rich, 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 right? We're just using that as an example. But if what you are feeling in your emotions and in your body is poor, lack, undeserving, unlovable, on and on, right? If that's what your true feeling state is, your head is going to do nothing to be able to change that. So that's your third dimensional reality, and that's how you've been acting as, not as creators, but really as attractors for thousands of years on this planet. Now, at the end of 2012, on the winter solstice of 2012, your way of being on planet Earth completely changed. You were under a specific kind of enslavement contract and set of enslavement contracts that expired on the winter solstice of 2012. And at that point, you began to be able to grant yourselves direct access to your fifth dimensional identities, your fifth dimensional consciousness, or your higher self. And we use those terms interchangeably. Fifth dimensional identity, fifth dimensional consciousness, and higher self, right? That all means the same thing to us when we talk about that. So as a fifth dimensional being, you create from vibration and frequency, right? So as a third dimensional being in your third dimensional ego operating system, which you also have, that didn't go anywhere, that didn't become disabled or deactivated when you went through that major shift at the end of 2012. All that happened at that point was you suddenly granted yourselves access to something much richer and more expansive, and something that happens as creative beings in a much more immediate way, in a much more immediate fashion. So take a breath, all of you. Let's have you all put your attention really on your bodies right now. And we're going to work with you in your second chakras right now with the activation of the vibratory rate of joy or the frequency of joy. So again, we use those terms, vibration and frequency, interchangeably. So just first, take a breath here and tune into your second chakras as you're breathing. And first, just let yourself feel whatever it is or however it is you are feeling in your second chakra without judgment. Feel it, right? So if you're feeling great and clear and clean, and crystalline in your second chakra, fantastic. If you're feeling dark and muddy and crappy and awful in your second chakra, fantastic, right? Just feel. Whatever it is you are feeling in your second chakra right now in this moment, without judgment, and breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Your breath will put you right back into your bodies. And more often than not, when you start to feel your discomfort, and we're playing with you all right now, so you're probably feeling some discomfort, right? So more often than not, when you feel your discomfort, you want to go up and out of your bodies, right? You want to reach for that higher place. And all that does is disallow you from being able to transmute underlying trauma, and then all you do is cycle back around again and again and again to the same trauma points, right? So let yourself feel without judgment what it is you are feeling in your second chakra as you breathe. Good. A lot of you already are shifting here as you're hearing our take on all of this, right? Because it's not right or wrong. Whatever you're feeling right now, it is you that you're feeling. You. You as a being of love and aspects of you that are in pain. So then the second step here is to just let yourself start to observe. So just observe yourself now as you're feeling, without judgment. So what that does is that brings the fifth dimensional consciousness online from within. So here you are, your 3D self feeling your shit, right? And now you're also your higher self, right, in the same moment, observing from a place of unconditional love the third dimensional aspects of you that are in pain as you breathe. And now you just want to accept yourself exactly as you are in this moment. You don't want to change your pain, anything about you, because you are love always. You are love incarnate, right? So it is just a matter of saying, ah, look at this hurt me. I accept and love you. And that is what happens next. An automatic transmission of unconditional love begins to run in your system here as you're breathing. And that unconditional love now, it replicates itself and it goes to any version of you in any moment of time and space that is feeling this particular pain, whether it be this lifetime, a quote-unquote past lifetime, a future lifetime, childhood, things you can't remember, things your mind couldn't possibly give you. You don't need the stories, right? You don't need the data. All you need is the feeling state. So continue to breathe and allow that unconditional love to run. And in fact, just inhale some golden light right into your heart chakras and then exhale it all throughout your system, kind of flushing your body with golden light. And let that golden light be a physical manifestation of this unconditional love we're talking about. So with every inhalation of breath, you receive more unconditional love in the form of golden light into your heart chakra. And with every exhalation of breath, you love yourself more. As you begin to feel that underlying trauma sitting in your second chakra clear. And now, as you breathe, just give yourself the prompt. Your mental body isn't going to know how to do this, so go into your heart chakras. Give yourself the prompt to activate the vibration of joy in your second chakra. Just tell yourself to do it and allow the experience to happen without needing to know how it happens. Your mind will catch up to this eventually. Right now, we want you to have the experience. And just let that hum, that vibration of joy, run in your second chakra. You may have a physical response to this. some people have reported that they feel a little turned on sometimes physically when you start to run this vibration of joy. And that makes sense, right? Because you're digging into your second chakras here and you are activating your creator technology. So breathe and let that joy run. And bookmark the feeling within yourself right now. So the process then is you pay attention to the world around you and begin to say yes when the moments to experience the joy present themselves. As a result of you again and again activating the vibratory rate of joy in your second chakras. Okay, this is Nora. Just take a breath here, everybody. Really put your attention on your bodies and notice how you feel in your bodies right now. Like I noticed this time through running the process, I got really hot, which is that was a little new and different for me to heat up so much as this was happening. Oh, that totally makes sense. I know why that is. Because we just went through these major freaking upgrades and we have to talk about that. Holy shit. Right? The last couple of weeks have been crazy.
Oh, man. I know. I know. You mentioned that on Facebook.
Hi.
Yeah. Wow.
Hi, Ian. You're still here. That's right.
I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still here. I'm in the background. Yeah.
Ian, I'm going to tell the audience, Ian asked me prior to the show, you know, how this would go. And I said, oh, the Pleiadians are just going to take over. So
yeah.
That's a prime example of how they work. And I just kind of let them. But yeah, man, the last couple of weeks, I just have not been able to sleep enough. I have not been able to nap enough. I have had crazy emotional swings, as I'm sure so many of you have. I know, Ian, you replied on Facebook or in an email that you were feeling that density as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm, I did, exactly. And I was like, I can't make sense of this because I was doing, you know, things in the past where I felt the density and then what I would do is I'd make sure that my diet is like super clean and, you know, things like that. And in the past, it's totally worked and it's raised my vibration and I feel energized again. But man, there was just this density that I couldn't shake, so to speak. So what was going on?
First, I just love that you said you tried to do what has always worked in the past, because just this morning, the Pleiadian said to me, make sure you say on the show, stop trying to do what has always worked in the past.
Uh-huh.
And I never heard to say that, because I was doing the same thing, right? I was doing the same thing. I'm like, oh, I need to go barefoot outside. I need to ground. I need to get in the sun, right? I need to do a cleanse. But nothing was working. This is the Pleiadians here. We'll just jump back in. So a couple of weeks ago, you started – you received a transmission of energy via your central sun, photonic energy. It really, there are so many words out there, right? So whatever works for you in your story, your made-up story about what's happening on planet Earth right now, and we like to say that, right, your made-up story about what's happening on planet Earth right now, because the truth of it is we are all creator beings in this universe. You are all creator beings. So there are as many versions of reality as there are beings to create and interpret reality. So we use particular words when we tell our story and our version of events of what's happening, and that may not match up completely with the language you all have and the words you have, but if you dig in underneath energetically, the meaning is all the same, right? You're all having a very similar experience. You're just sometimes interpreting it differently. So we'll speak in a kind of very general sense. You all received a massive download a couple of weeks ago of energy and information encoded with upgrades that are going right into your DNA. And a lot of this has to do with your shift from operating as carbon-based beings to crystalline-based beings. And just on Sunday, so Nora's Sunday, we're talking about Pacific time here in the United States. Just on Sunday, you received the bookend of this transmission, which for some of you meant you suddenly felt connected to some energy again in a way that you hadn't felt for a couple of weeks. Some of you have not gotten there yet, and that's fine. You will. You will in a few days. So what you're finding now is you're once again operating from a higher vibration, a vibratory rate you've never achieved before on planet Earth, both individually and collectively. And you'll start to see evidence of this as you look at collective manifestation now on your world, and you'll start to see evidence of it in your individual creations. So if you've been a bit stuck or frustrated on projects or things like that over the last couple of weeks, just take a breath and relax. Go back into your energetic system, operate from joy or whatever works for you, and then kind of come at again everything you were trying to get done over the last couple of weeks. And suddenly you're going to find solutions and resolutions and things flowing in ways that they really hadn't. Part of that is because literally for the last 2 weeks you have been offline, right? You were in the repair shop. Right? It's like trying to use your computer when it's been taken apart and spread all over your office. You can't freaking use it when it's in that condition, right? So I feel like that's really what was going on with us for the last couple of weeks. Yeah, Sunday I woke up and I was like, oh, hello, energy. Nice to see ya. Although I'm not totally normal yet. Even today, again, I'm trying to feel that. Right? What does that mean for me today, right? I'm glad you caught that joke, Jim. See, I don't even have to make the joke. Okay, what's next? Where are we going now?
Okay, so I want to, yeah, let's get the perspective on trauma. Because, you know, trauma, we speak about trauma so often, and then we tend to forget about it. You mentioned trauma earlier, or the Pleiadians mentioned trauma earlier. So I wanted to get the perspective of healing our trauma and the importance of healing our trauma, and not just, you know, hearing about it and then just forgetting about it, actually doing something about it.
Yes, this is the Pleiadians here. So that process that we gave just now as we ran you through that experience of accessing your trauma, right, feeling it, observing it, accepting it, and then unconditionally loving it. That's all you really need to do from our perspective, right, is to follow those steps. And we've given it the acronym of FOAL, F-O-A-L, feel, observe, accept, and love. What that does is it allows you to clear trauma points from other incarnations. And that's a big part of your integration and reascension experience. You are here not just to deal with this version of you on this timeline and integrate your higher self into this version of you. You're actually integrating the fifth dimensional consciousness into every single third dimensional expression you have ever had in any incarnation anywhere in the universe. So the trauma points that you'll still feel from those lifetimes are traumas that for one reason or another you could not tend to in that incarnation. So, for instance, there are things that you've all experienced in this lifetime that you've pretty much cleared or healed, right? They don't really get your attention any longer. They don't really bother you. Well, the same is true for a lot of your past lives, right? A lot of the stuff that was terrible in those lifetimes, you dealt with in those lifetimes. But there are some things that for one reason or another, you couldn't do that kind of healing work with yourself in that life. And it's come back around to you again in this incarnation. And the way it will get your attention usually is in one of two ways. One, it'll be your emotional state, right? So this is why it's so important that you give yourself permission to fully feel, experience, and express your emotions. We know the fear is, right, from the understanding of law of attraction, that if you make a mess emotionally, you're going to create a mess. The truth of it is, if you let yourself really access your mess and deal with your mess, your life starts to get a lot cleaner, right? It's the repressed mess that creates the messy physical reality. Because when you don't deal with it emotionally, it then projects itself into your physical environment. And that's the second way you get your attention, right? You're going along, things seem to be great, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, this thing happens, right?
Like, not again.
And, of course, it's not this thing happening. It is the hurt you, projecting the hurt out in front of you to get your own attention so you deal with your freaking hurt, right? So there are techniques out there, and Ian, you sort of addressed that there where you said, you know, you want to forget about it or kind of not deal with it. There are some techniques out there that have created spiritual bypassing programs, right, where people will try to just stay, some of you humans will try to just stay in your upper chakras and do all of your work up there and completely ignore what's happening in chakras 3, 2, and 1, which is where you're carrying the majority of untransmuted trauma. Well, it's chakras 3, 2, and 1 that are primarily responsible for creating what happens in your physical density. Your first chakra is most connected to your physical body and your physical reality. Your second chakra is most connected to your emotional body and your emotional reality. And your third chakra is most connected to your third dimensional identity, your understanding of yourself as a third dimensional being, your mental body, your ego, and your judgment state, the way you think about yourself, this world, and your life. So you have got to get into your lower chakra system and begin to really mine the untransmuted trauma sitting there, and to remember that the untransmuted trauma, these are aspects of yourselves that are in pain, that need your love. These are versions of you that have forgotten they are love incarnate. And you cannot integrate your higher self fully into your lower chakra system if there are little pieces in your lower chakra system saying, no, I'm not love. Because that's what happens when you're sitting in trauma. You deny the truth that you are love incarnate.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much. That really sheds a lot of perspective on those chakras. I didn't really have any sense that working with those three specifically were the most important. But if I heard you correctly, when we don't deal with that, the trauma, the unresolved trauma in those chakras, then any of our manifestation efforts will be thwarted.
Exactly. Then shit happens.
Then shit happens, yeah.
Right?
When you don't deal with your shit, shit happens.
I mean, we're talking about the lower chakras, so we cannot use the term, right? I mean, it's a very visceral way to understand it, you know, but I know for myself, because I ran spiritual bypassing techniques for a while there, right? All I wanted to do when I first woke up was just go up and out of my body and have higher experiences, and I was like, ew, this ew to this body and this planet and this whole thing, right? And then at some point the Pleiadians were like, nope, that is not what you came here to do. You did not incarnate to escape.
I know, that's so prevalent. So thanks for that that reminder as well, because it's so prevalent. Is that we have this desire to escape and to, you know, live in the ethers, and our body's kind of stuck here, and we don't want to deal with our, you said shit, so I'll say, we don't want to deal with that. she said it first, everyone.
I'm making Ian swear on this show, boy.
I've never flown before, ever. 300 interviews. I've never, ever. I don't think I have. Nora Harold.
But barely said it, Ian. You were like, shit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, good. Hey, let's do this. Oh, man. Let's take the focus off me for a moment, and let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to have the opportunity to speak to Nora and the Pleiadian perspective. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're in the on the webinar page, then go ahead and put your question along with your name in the webinar box there and ask your question. And we'll get to as many as we can. So let's go to Jackson, California. The last four digits of your phone are 7127. Jackson, California, you're on live with Nora.
Hi, can you hear me?
Perfectly. Hi there.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly. Sounds like you can't hear us at all.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. You're on live.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call, and I have to say that Nora and Ian and the Pleiadians, you are so much fun. Thank you for bringing forth this joy, and for sharing what you have so far. It's just opening my heart even more. My question for you is, I'm come to the conclusion that in this life, it's been my journey to clear the dramas and the traumas that I've experienced. And so I have been going in and sending love to all those aspects, and then they integrate. I've had access to all of the clairs in my life off and on, but nothing, anything to really go forward with and do anything with. In an outward way. And so my question is that, because I realized if I had those clairs, I would have went off in that direction, and then I would not have accessed the pain and trauma part that I was here to clear and to come fully into the ascension. So now I would like to know where you see my purpose heading from this point. I kind of feel like I don't have a passion for much else. Other people are into the healing and seem to have a direction to go and a business to do, and I kind of just feel nothing.
This is Nora here. Tell me your first name, would you please?
Okay. My name is Cinderella, and my nickname is Cinda. That's what you see on
okay.
The screen.
Thank you, Cinda. Oh, I'm actually not looking at the screen. I'm somewhere way far away from Ian physically, just sitting in my room. Cinda, okay. I'm going to get the Pleiadians here to connect with you. Greetings, Cinda. Just, Cinda, take a breath right now. Just inhale and exhale gently into your body. And just share with us how you are feeling right in this moment.
Bliss and joy.
Where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel that in your body? That bliss? Excellent. Good. All right. So now when it comes to the, I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am. I don't really know what direction to go. All of that. Where do you feel that in your body? Just take a breath and let yourself have it.
My head.
Okay, good. Anywhere else, Cinda? Do you feel that anywhere else?
Yes, there's been some, my knees. I've had two injuries to my knees, which have never happened before.
Fantastic. That's excellent. That's right. Good. So we're going to connect your knees to your first chakra, because we see the first chakra as sitting both in the base of your spine and also the soles of your feet. In fact, take a breath right now and see if you can feel the energy of your first chakra in the soles of your feet, Cinda.
Yes.
And whatever your answer is fine. Is that easy for you to feel that, or is it challenging?
I feel it.
All right, so keep breathing here and really keep magnifying with your breath the activation of your first chakra in the soles of your feet. What you're doing right now is you're connecting yourself energetically a bit more to planet Earth itself. And in fact, everyone tuning in right now, just let yourself have this. Let yourself inhale into your heart and exhale right down all the way into the soles of your feet, activating the first chakra in the soles of your feet, allowing your higher self energy to touch planet Earth. Now, this is what you're here to do, right? This is what you came here to do, all of you. You as well, Siddha. When you ask what it is you're here to do, or what it is you should do, or what you should do next, we would throw that back at you and ask you, what feels like fun to you? What do you want to do?
Right now, just enjoy life.
Fantastic. Then do it. Right, this is Nora. Let me just jump in and say, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, who've awakened and perceive ourselves as quote-unquote spiritual, right, we can get a little lost sometimes and start to think that we're supposed to do this big something with our knowledge and our expansion and our insight. I mean, the thing that will bring us all the most joy is to live from that place of joy. And that is the thing, living from the frequency and vibration of joy, that will alter collective consciousness and that will facilitate our integration and reascension, expansion and experience here like nothing else. Our individuated experience of life. It is the most important thing any of us will ever do. This is the Pleiadians here. That's right. Nora channeling the Pleiadians, whatever. She does it because she likes it, because it's fun. Nora knows that the most important thing she is here to do is Nora's work. Same is true for you, Cinda. Same is true for everyone else tuning in. So as you let yourself have that, Cinda, let yourself have this, right? I am love incarnate. I am here to integrate and reascend and live from that place of joy and dance that joy through the soles of my feet into my life. Then everything will become more fun, more joyful. And then, yes, perhaps you will draw in other opportunities that you can't have even imagined would exist as a result of operating from joy in this way.
I'm so open to that. I would love to be able to use my clairs as a gift to help others at some point.
Well, and then to just hold from within that you are here as a being of service, which is true for all of you as well. There's not a single one of you that is not here as a being of service. That will allow that to happen for you. That will open those doors for you. Thank you so much for your questions, Cinda.
Thank you, Cinda.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Denver, and the going to be 1419, last four digits, 1419. Denver, you're live.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi there.
I had a question. Oh, hi. Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi. I had a question about trauma and the nervous system. And a few days ago, my nervous system got really out of whack. My daughter had gotten attacked by a dog, and it just brought up a lot of past trauma, and none of my tools seemed to be working. I wondered if you had any advice or healing for almost, you know, just
Are you still there, Elizabeth? Okay, am I still here?
You, Elizabeth?
Ian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, just, yeah. Elizabeth, can you hear us at all? Otherwise, we're going to have to move on. But, okay, so I didn't get
yes.
To, yeah. You there?
There you are. Yes, she's here.
Yes,
she's back.
I'm sorry.
Yes, this is the Pleiadians. Let us jump in here, Elizabeth. So first, in part, what you're referencing is that thing we were talking about earlier, what Ian referenced, right, where none of your stuff was working any longer. And that was simply partly because you all were in the midst of this kind of major adjustment going on in your fields energetically and in your bodies. So you all were having an extra difficult time dealing with whatever it was you were dealing with. So today, y'all are in a bit lighter space. Things are clearer and easier. So for you, Elizabeth, this is twofold for you, right? There's the issue of your own trauma that got triggered and activated here. And then there is a compounding issue of past life trauma from another reality where your daughter in this lifetime was also your daughter in that lifetime. And in that lifetime, she was killed in front of you. Just take a breath here. So what we can see is the version of you from that life that could not protect her. Ah, you were her father in that lifetime, not her mother. You were her father. You know, this is Nora. It's looking to me like World War II. You were Jewish. You were in Poland. You were carrying her. She was like 5 or 6 years old and trying to – you were with a lot of people being kind of herded in by the Nazis. She was ripped from your arms and shot in the head in front of you, just randomly, for no reason other than that's what was happening at that time. So when she experienced the dog bite, it triggered in you some trauma from this lifetime, but really this backlog of intense both powerlessness and rage that you experienced in that other lifetime. And grief, of course, is in there as well. This is the Pleiadians. Take a breath right now, Elizabeth. This is Nora. It's like murderous rage is what I'm accessing in you, right? It's like real intense feelings of violence, which is why your body had such a visceral reaction to it. Just as we're talking with you about this right now, Elizabeth, are you having some kind of sensation or emotion?
It does make sense what you're saying. The sensation
but you're not
I'm
having
still feeling is...
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth,
I'm
are you still with...
Yep.
Okay,
I think
she,
we're just kind of loose. Yeah.
So
let us just
she
let's
dropped
jump,
off.
Let us jump
she
on
dropped
just,
off.
Yeah, we're going to just finish the topic here of past life trauma, right? So the process is the same, right? You don't have to know the story. So Nora just gave Elizabeth that story because she happened to be able to access it pretty easily there. You don't have to know it. You just have to do the feeling work and the energetic work and be patient with yourselves through this. If something is overwhelming for you in this way, right, and the things that you would normally do to clear aren't working for you, you can be sure that you have accessed what we would call past life bleed through experience, where you've got trauma from another lifetime bleeding through so strongly it is affecting this current aspect of you. Just knowing that will bring you some relief. Saying to yourself, oh, okay, it's this big in me because it's not just me feeling it. And that then will open the door to whatever you need to facilitate and clear the underlying past life trauma.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to the web for a little while. And Let's see how this goes. Okay, so this is Mary from Charlotte, and Mary says, why am I overwhelmed and crying when you had us activate our first chakra in the soles of our feet?
This is the Pleiadians. We could give a lot of answers because a lot of you had some big responses to that. But for you specifically, you were both experiencing your incredible love of this planet and also underlying grief related to the destruction of the first Earth. So for those of you who are hearing that for the first time, just take a breath right now. There used to be a planet that existed outside of the Orion star system called Earth. It existed prior to this planet, and then for a period of time alongside this planet. It was destroyed during the Orion Wars. It was blown up. There was an evacuation that occurred. Many Liren-Lemurian hybrids were taken off of that planet and brought to this planet. It changed the course of events on this world. You all carry Liren-Lemurian DNA in your bodies as a result of this story, this adventure. When Atlantis fell, all of the Liren-Lemurian hybrid DNA scattered across the planet itself. We're giving the Cliff Notes version to this story. It's a much longer story, so we're just trying to hit the high points here for you all. So something about that loss, the destruction of the first Earth, was triggered in you when you activated your first chakra in the soles of your feet and really allowed yourself to connect to Earth energetically in a way that you had not done prior to that, to this moment in this life before.
Okay, thank you. Here's a question from Gail in Wilmington. And Gail is experiencing a pain across her left side of her belly button. And she's just wondering if there's anything that you can share with her. She's been told there's energy blocks that's causing this pain in her body. Anything that you can share with Gail?
Yes, this is the Pleiadians, Gail. So what we'll let you know is your mental body is really struggling with allowing your third chakra to integrate your higher self. Your mental body is very stuck on a particular story about who you are and is even fearful of receiving the energy of your higher self into your lower chakra system because it is perceiving your higher self's energy and the integration of your higher self as a threat. That is due to earlier unhealed trauma, whether it be from this lifetime or other lifetimes, right? So it's always going to come back to this, right? We sound like a broken record when we say it, but we're in some ways doing that on purpose so we get you all to really understand, as Ian was saying earlier, the importance of really honoring these traumatized aspects of yourself. This is untransmitted trauma from sexual violation and manipulation, primarily from other lifetimes. So as soon as your lower chakra system starts to feel the energy of your higher self integrating, it starts to feel invaded. So our recommendation, if you're going to run an integration of the higher self, right, if you're going to run that kind of energy into your lower chakras, is that you give your mental body a cookie and ask it to just go sit in the corner and quietly observe, right? To stop trying to take over the experience and just observe. And then really work in your heart chakra first, activating more compassion and more love for yourself. And then gently, just like a trickle of water, begin to invite that higher energy into your third chakra, right? Just trickle the energy of your higher self down into your third chakra in this way. And that's going to relax your body even more and allow then for the physical manifestation to stop needing to grab your attention so you can clear that underlying trauma and integrate your fifth dimensional identity into your lower chakra system. You know, and as we were saying earlier, right, so what's happening here is this amazing integration of the 5D identity into the entire chakra system. And we're really doing a lot of work on our lower chakras right now because we did a lot of that work on our higher chakras already, right? It's a lot easier to integrate the higher self into the upper chakra system. We've been doing that for decades here, but this lower chakra stuff, man, it's new. And as we do this and as we integrate the 5D consciousness into chakras 3, 2, and 1, we begin to create from that 5D consciousness, which then alters at an accelerated rate our physical reality. We begin to see evidence of that 5D consciousness reflected in our world. And it will still look and feel like the third dimension for a while, right? Because we're running both operating systems. But it will be that awareness that we are all one, in that state of oneness, expressing itself physically across our world.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, love that. Love that. Ah, beautiful information. Well, I wanted to share with everyone, or have you share, Nora, what it's like to work with you and your offer. And so we'll get back to the phones, we'll get back to the web and do some more calls in just a little while, but I wanted to have you tell people about your offer. So let me just tell people how they can look at your page. If you're on the webinar page, everyone, then click on the orange button underneath Nora's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page and you wanted to type it in so you could follow along visually, you would type in WOTAshow.com/Nora with an H on the end. That's for her last name. N-O-R-A-H and the number 6. N-O-R-A-H and the number 6. And that is all lowercase. So WOTAshow.com/Nora with an H on the end and the number 6. And you can follow along as Nora takes us through that. So Nora, tell us about this offer that you have for the community.
Yes, fantastic. So I'm super excited to be offering this. The first two items are two live webcast and teleconferences. The first will be my summer solstice transmission, and the solstice transmissions are always literally out of this world, right? That's a two-hour event happening on the solstice itself. I'm super excited that I'll actually get to do this one on the solstice. Sometimes that doesn't always work out. Friday, June 21st. Happening at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So the format is about a 45-minute transmission at the top, and then we do Q&A, and then there's another transmission at the top of the second half, a shorter one, and then a lot more Q&A. And that event will be facilitated by my partner of 20 years, Jonathan Wilk. He often chimes in. He's also a channel and a Reiki master, and we have a lot of fun working together. So you'll hear him on some of the recordings as well. And then the second live event, I do these regular monthly webcasts and teleconferences. This one will happen Tuesday, July 2nd. It's 90 minutes. I'm sure we'll be continuing on with the integration of the solstice transmission and downloads, because the solstice transmissions are always the most intense we experience biannually on the winter and summer, wherever you are on the planet. It'll be winter for some of you, perhaps. So this one will continue on with that integration of the solstice energy and then whatever else is relevant in the moment. These are very in-the-moment transmissions that occur, and that's Tuesday, July 2nd at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then there's a three-part video workshop called Accessing Your Past Life Memory and Other Records with Pleiadian Collective. This is meant to facilitate your direct access to your own records. This is a workshop I did straight to video, so it's not a recording of a workshop or a recording of a live event, meaning I created this specifically to go up to all of you to be viewed and done in your homes in this way. I've had fantastic feedback from people in what they've been able to access, memories of other lifetimes, experiences from this lifetime even that they were clouding from themselves. I've had a number of clients come back to me and let me know they had experiences with extraterrestrials, those memories come back to them using this process. So So you can use it to access past lives, future lives, things that have occurred in this lifetime. And that really goes hand in hand with the transmutation of trauma work that we've been talking about today and the ability to operate from joy. And then what follows are four separate audio workshops. The first is sex, sexuality, your creator energy, and relationships. This is probably the most popular webcast I've ever done, the most listened to and experienced program I've got out there that talks all about our shift from operating as procreators to creator beings and how our sexual operating system is we're pretty much taking it apart and reconstructing it, putting it back together, and how that's affecting the totality of our life here. And this was the very first transmission that the Pleiadians brought through, where they activated the vibration of joy in the second chakra. It's really fun transmission. Oh, and then the second one, the Love and Laugh Fest. This one came through right after we jumped timelines. Boy, we'd been on a crazy timeline for a couple of years. And this one came through just after that timeline jump, just a few months ago, taking us into a higher vibrational rate. And it's all about the use of 5D laughter and what that means, and how to integrate and incorporate 5D laughter into your life, where you are literally able to pretty much laugh about anything and everything that is happening within your experience, while at the same time completely honoring the experience you're having, right? So you're not laughing at yourself. It is the 5D you holding that space of joy while the 3D you gets your shit together, right? Or feels your shit, so to speak. The third transmission, it was just on this spring equinox, operate from joy. It is a huge rundown of the integration and reascension experience that we're having here, highlights the 8 main vibration and frequencies assigned to the 7 main chakras in the 3D chakra system. So we just talked about one today, the vibration and frequency of joy, but there are actually 8 the Pleiadians have given. And there's a lot more in that about manifestation as well. And then creativity and your creator energy. This came through just a few weeks ago, and it is the bookend to sex and sexuality, the second chakra transmission that is the first recording here. It's another one that really focuses on the second chakra and the activation of joy in our bodies. Also talks about the difference between expressing our creative energy versus our creator energy. Okay, there you go.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. I just love, well, so many components here, but Nora, the love and the laugh fest. You know, if wow, you know, I bet you that if we put 100 people up against the wall and ask the same question, you know, what do you really want? Yes, of course, you know, in these communities, it's enlightenment and liberation and ascension for sure. But in the human body, in the experience that we're experiencing, it's happiness and joy, right? And
yeah,
yeah. And you know, that really, really resonated with me when you said that. I could just feel this smile come across my face, because my soul just is in the knowing that that is really what I want. And I think that there's so many other people who really want to feel that as well. And that's why we're getting these awesome comments that people are writing in, because there's so much, thank you, Nora, there's so much happiness and joy that you're bringing because of your perspective and the perspective of the Pleiadians in the way they share this information with everyone. But this love fest, I would love to hear that. I know that would probably make a difference in my life, and I'm sure in many others as well. Let me ask you this, since it is like a workshop series, is that something that you can, you know, save to your phone and listen to again and again, that type of thing?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The last 4 are all MP3 format, and you can listen to them. They're available to download. So the first one is a video workshop, right? The Accessing Your Past Life Memory. That's also downloadable. It's an MP4 format, so you can just download it to your computer or your phone. And then the audio workshop's the same, and they're yours to have in perpetuity. And every time I listen to something I've channeled, right, I'll go back and re-listen to write up descriptions or to transcribe something. I hear so many things I didn't hear the first time, right? And then again the second time or the third time. And literally that's because we're also jumping timelines all the time. So even though these transmissions are what they are in this moment, they're also going to be different in another moment because you're going to be different.
So my next question is around the video workshop series. And so, you know, let me ask you this in a very, very, you know, blunt fashion. Why is it important to access our past life memories, and how will it change us?
Okay, so two things here. One, the trauma piece that we've kind of covered ad nauseum, right? So I probably don't need to say it again. But two, for myself, right, as I have remembered my other lives, I give myself access consciously to everything I knew in those lifetimes. So Nora has all these beliefs, right, about what Nora is good at and what Nora is not very good at, because there are certain skills I have as Nora, and there are skills that I think I don't have. And then as I began to access all of these other lifetimes and remember those skills and those abilities and that information and those experiences, well, then they became a part of Nora's structure, my structure.
I get it. Yeah, very, very
important. I used to think that accessing past life memories was like this cool and fun and interesting thing to do, right? Now I see it as essential in the integration of our higher self and our reascension experience. And what goes along with the accessing of past life memories are accessing the lifetimes when we all abused power. And that is a piece that doesn't get talked about a lot, right? And it is essential that we let ourselves remember the lifetimes when we were the quote-unquote bad guys. Because like the Pleiadians were saying, that's why the Pleiadians talk about themselves as the bad guys, right? Yeah. None of us are all good. Like, we like to think that we're like all these spiritual people, right? And this is how we always are. I mean, and surely, come on. Like, we all have done shitty things in this lifetime, right? Every single one of us.
Yeah.
None of us are pure and golden, right? So we've certainly had adventures across the universe or on this planet where we were literally the bad guy, the Nazi, the rapist, the murderer. This is the Pleiadians. Let us jump in on this one because this is a challenging one for all of you at times. So what you've got to remember is that nobody starts their incarnation as a bad guy. Everyone starts their incarnation as a child. And more often than not, trauma occurs. And if that trauma is not tended to, the trauma then begins to create the victim-perpetrator programs. And you find yourself then with untransmuted trauma on one side of that story or the other every single time. You are either victim or perpetrator due to unhealed, untransmuted trauma. Every horrible bad guy you can think of or bad girl you can think of right now, right? Think about the worst of the worst. You go back far enough on their timeline, you're going to find a hurt child. Or her child that did not get the love they needed. So when you're transmuting underlying traumas, more often than not, what you're dealing with are those lifetimes where you were the power abusers, because those are the hardest ones to look at. It's a lot easier to say, yeah, I was hanged, I was persecuted, I was raped, I was this, I was that, right? It's not so easy to say I was the one doing those things. So if you can have the compassion to remember, I was doing those things because I was in pain. I had trauma that was not healed. This allows an entire universal shift to occur. This is what allows for the integration of the fifth dimensional consciousness into every being on your world. Because then you look at the bad guys reflected outside of you right now, incarnate on your planet. You see the hurt child running their programs. You draw a commonality. You say, ah, I can see where I am him. We are the same. Our hurt played out differently, but it's just hurt. That allows you to express unconditional love for that reflection, along with love the aspects of yourselves that were the power abusers, which facilitates clearing in the collective.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted, you know, to really get a better sense, I know, for myself, because I'm tuning into the audience and the community was asking that question as well around that. So that extra information was wonderful.
Yeah. I had my first past life memories as a child. I had dreams of running from somebody, right?
Mm.
I knew they were memories even then because I was so I almost used the F word. You said I couldn't use it. I almost used it.
Look, everyone, I told her she couldn't use it. So blame it on me. I did say that's a stipulation. You cannot use that word.
I was so effing scared in those dreams, right? That's a memory. If you are that afraid while having a dream, you are remembering. That is also why it's important to bring these memories into our consciousness, because then we can start to claim them for what they are, real experiences we've had, as opposed to strange dreams that make us afraid that we can't interpret, right?
Right. All right, well, let's do this. Let's go back to the phones. Okay, so everyone, before we do that, I just wanted to say thank you for that very, very amazing offer. It is generous. There are workshops there. There's live events. There's video series. And it's really, really generously priced as well, everyone. So this is a wonderful opportunity for you to get a feeling of Nora if you haven't worked with her before, because you'll be part of two live events. You'll get the workshop series, which is video, including the past life that we just spoke about, plus the four-part audio series. So Nora, thank you so much for this wonderful offer and making it available for the Wisdom community today.
Oh, thank you, Ian. And also the live events will be recorded. So if you do decide to buy the offer and you can't attend for some reason, you'll have access to those recordings as well, just like the recordings of the other workshops that are being offered.
Perfect. Okay, well, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina. And the last four digits here are 1077. And you're on live.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi there. Yep.
Hi, Nora.
Who
this is
this?
Helen.
Hi. Oh, Helen. I know Helen.
Yes. Hello. it's wonderful to tune into this event. This has been amazing. So thank you to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen. How can we help you tonight?
I had this crazy experience on Sunday where my mind fabricated that my ex-boyfriend was having sex with another woman, and it sent me into utter shock. Like, I actually witnessed from my 5D self, like, going into shock and trauma, and I started, like, physically shaking and almost vomited. Like, it was this whole thing. So I know enough, obviously, about this work that I was accessing past life stuff. But I haven't really been able to, like, ground any of this into my system. So I wasn't sure if there was any just more information or context.
Yes, this is the Pleiadians here, Helen. So it was not just memory you were having. It was past life bleed through, right? So there's a difference here. Memory is, right, that's right. He cheated on me in another life and all right, I'm remembering it, right? And you might have a little bit of a feeling about it, but, you know, whatever. It's not affecting you to the point where your nervous system feels like you're freaking out. Past life bleed through is when events from another timeline or another lifetime, get activated within your current energetic structure as if it is happening in this moment. So all of you can probably reflect on your lives and think about a time when you made up a story in your head and you had the physical, emotional, and energetic response to go right along with it, and that story was not true, right? So this is what Helen was experiencing, and that's because this you, right? So what I'm seeing is, like, I'm seeing that you saw him having sex with someone else in that lifetime. You saw it. You witnessed it. I can see you, like, hiding behind a tree watching this unfold. And then you went and killed yourself. This is the Pleiadian. So this song, yeah, okay, there you go. well, this is the Pleiadians here. So, you know, I've worked with Helen in session before, which is why I'm so conversational with her at this point about this piece of information. But, you know, let's...
Straight to the point.
Mean, yeah, exactly. But that is kind of how I work and how the Pleiadians are, because we run with the foundation here in our belief system that there is no right or wrong. Everything is just experience, right? So in that lifetime, you saw him having sex and went and it looks to me... Yeah, you threw yourself off a cliff. This is the Pleiadians here. And then you didn't go anywhere. You didn't cross over. You didn't, you were too mad and enraged and, we'll use the word crazy, right? You had pretty much a psychotic break that disallowed you from being able to see those beings that were there to escort you to the seventh dimension and carry you through the afterlife experience, the after physical life experience. So that you has been attached to Helen and got activated this weekend, and meaning that you from that other life. That's why you had the bleed through. Now, you've already done the clearing work yourself on it, Helen, because you know enough now how to deal with that. One of the reasons you asked the question tonight was because you wanted to offer to Ian's community your experience and a greater understanding of how dramatic having a past life bleed through experience can be, to go along with the importance of accessing past life memories and accessing past life trauma. Yes, thank you for that, Helen. How are you right now, honey?
I'm good. I find it funny because this is now the, like, I don't know, second or third past life bleed through I've had with this human where I've killed myself. So, like,
yeah.
Cool.
Well,
add that to the list.
I call that karmic broken record syndrome, right? So
yeah.
sometimes we'll set up for ourselves the same events because what we want to do is take a different path or choose a different outcome, and then we get stuck in the trauma, so we do the same freaking thing again and again a few times, right?
Mm.
But sweetie, you're not doing that this time, right? You're not doing it.
Sure.
You're not suicidal. You're not going to take that path this time. So you're giving yourself now the understanding on some level of why you're with him, why the breakup was so intense. It's so you can clear all this underlying trauma, and it is beautiful and brave work that you are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Helen.
Thank you. Much love. Okay, beautiful. All right, let's go to... Glendale, Texas, 2853, you're on live.
Well, hi, this is Nancy. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Nancy. Good.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Just curious if the Pleiadians have any message for me. I know I've done some work with them way back when, probably 20-something years ago. I did some webinars, or not webinars, some sessions, and when I lived in Vermont, and with Barbara Maciniak, and just curious if there's anything
I knew you were going to say Barbara. Yeah. When you said that you'd worked with them in the past, right away, Barbara came into my head. This is the Pleiadian, yeah. So we don't normally like to ask open-ended questions, right? We don't normally ask open-ended questions. However, we're going to take this one. We're going to take it. Mm. But we will say to all of you, it is best when you ask a question, right, that you ask something specific. Part of it is because there is like an encyclopedia volumes worth of information to access about each of you, right? So when you ask open-ended questions, it's like, all right, where would you like us to go? What volume would you like us to look at? What we can see you're really asking for today, Nancy, what you're desiring is to reestablish contact with the Pleiadians, yourself,
mm-hmm.
to feel that in your own body, to feel us with you. And we are with you right now. We're with all of you. We're not just talking through Nora's body and her mouth, right? We are multidimensional beings, can be in a gazillion places at one time. So, Nancy, take a breath right now. All of you tuning in, take a breath. Inhale into your bodies and exhale gently. And as you inhale and exhale here, start to put your attention on both your skin and the space just around your body. Start to feel into the density around you, into that love energy around you as you're breathing. And Nancy, before your mind gets involved, ask your heart chakra, where are we right now in the space with you? Where are we?
Heart.
Fantastic. So you're accessing us both within and around your body. Where around you are we? Where do you feel us in the room?
Left behind to the left.
Fantastic. So just breathe and connect with us and ask us to walk around in front of you. Why not have a face-to-face connection with our energy, right? Just let that happen.
Sure.
As you still feel the connection in your heart. Good. And all of you, let this happen as well. And just breathe. So we think that this is a fantastic place for us to close with you all. Nora, of course, will still be here, but we're going to say now to all of you, as you are feeling connected with us, we love you, we love you, we love you. We are always here for you, always available to you. Thanks, Nancy, for
thank you
with your beautiful question.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, sweet soul. Well, beautiful Nora, thank you so much for being with us today and for channeling the Pleiadian Collective. It's been a fun show. It really has. It's been wonderful. And I know the comments are in, and a lot of people have taken the time to say how awesome you are and how great the show was, because it's been so real. You know, just it's been so
thank
real.
You.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So, Nora, thank you
thank
again.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I will be on. Yeah, I'll be on the Facebook group for the next half hour or so, till about 6 p.m. Pacific time. I put a post up there already.
Okay.
I don't even remember what the hell, I don't remember what the hell I said. But go and read it and respond to whatever I said like 2 hours ago.
Okay. So you'll be doing like mini readings?
I think it was second chakra work is what I was
second
offering.
Second chakra work. Okay.
Also just more conversation about joy and the Pleiadians and, you know, and just interacting with you all. You know, I really love to interact. So even if you just want to come on and say hello, please throw a comment up there so I can give you some personal love and attention there with a response. Until about 6 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be available.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, it's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much, Nora. If there's anything final that you'd like to share with the group, now's your opportunity. Anything that's coming through as a final word as we wrap up tonight?
Just two things. First, Ian, thank you so much for inviting me on, for creating this awesome format and summit, and for sharing your light and love and your joy so beautifully. Thank you. And to all of you tuning in, you are love incarnate. When things get challenging and difficult, and or even when things are awesome, the more you can remind yourself of this, I am love incarnate. And that is your value, right? We often assign our value to the things we do or how much money we have or the goals we've achieved. None of that is indicative of our value. This is the Pleiadians. We'll come back in for this. You are love incarnate. That is your inherent value. Your inherent value is in the truth that you exist. Feel that. That's it. This is your worth. The more you own that, I am valuable because I am, because I exist, the more you will reflect your value back to you in your world. Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, beautiful souls. This particular show has come to an end. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your amazing energy and vibration. Thank you for having the courage to call in and ask the questions. Thank you all. Thank you. Much love to you all. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the Pleiadian Collective. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for creating this space for all of us to shine our lights. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.